This week, the FBI finally visited the consulate in Benghazi, Libya, where Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed. Agents have been working with Libyan authorities to find those responsible. Two men believed to be connected to the attack have been detained at the airport in Istanbul. U.S. officials say they have an interest in interviewing the two, but wouldn't say whether they were significant actors in the attack. Intelligence officials are also looking at what role al-Qaeda played. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the attack in Benghazi may signal a change in al-Qaeda's tactics.
For the past decade, al-Qaeda has been a very top-down organization. Letters seized at Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan showed that he was a very hands-on manager, approving everything from operations to leadership changes in affiliate groups. The Libya attack, if the early intelligence on al-Qaeda's small role is true, may signal al-Qaeda has changed.
What we saw in Benghazi was something that was much more atomized, much more disparate, much more opportunistic.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at Georgetown University.
And I think raises potential challenges for how we go about counterterrorism in the next decade of this new al-Qaeda.
This new al-Qaeda. An al-Qaeda without bin Laden has been battered as an organization, but the group may have found a new role, inspiring local militias. U.S. intelligence officials intercepted a number of telephone calls between members of a local Libyan group, Ansar al-Sharia, and al-Qaeda's affiliate in North Africa. One call in particular is under scrutiny. It came in on the afternoon of September 11th, shortly after protesters in Egypt had stormed America's embassy in Cairo. This was about 6 hours before the attack on the consulate in Benghazi. Officials believe al-Qaeda told members of the Libyan militia that they should take a cue from Cairo protests and launch immediately any attack they had been planning for the future. Hoffman says that's the new al-Qaeda.
You have now almost multiple layers of al-Qaeda. You see even the al-Qaeda affiliates actually interfacing with locals on the ground and taking advantage of their capabilities to deploy them, you know, on very short notice.
Africa appears to be ground zero for al-Qaeda to test this new tactic. Over the past 18 months, Islamists who subscribe to some of al-Qaeda's ideas have appeared in Nigeria, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, and now Libya.
What we see in Libya right now is a set of individuals who have migrated from North Africa into conflict zones like Iraq and Syria and are migrating back.
Christopher Swift is a fellow at the University of Virginia Law School, and he used to track terrorist financial networks at the Treasury Department.
Some of those individuals have drunk the Kool-Aid. They believe in the al-Qaeda ideology, but they may not share the same short-term political objectives, and they may also be operationally distinct.
In other words, they often agree with al-Qaeda, but they have their own agenda. And what intelligence officials are sorting out after Benghazi is whether a militia like Ansar al-Sharia, the group suspected in the attack, is effectively a local arm of al-Qaeda or something more distinct. Christopher Swift thinks what happened in Libya could be the future of al-Qaeda.
I think you're also going to see, you know, a relocalization process within al-Qaeda. So what does that mean? It means the future of global jihad is going to be built through local insurgencies.
That will make it much harder to prevent attacks because every local extremist group could provide foot soldiers for al-Qaeda. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.